my goodness. Thank you very much again. Welcome. Shalom Aleichem. Good evening. Thank you so much for coming. Some empty seats here, huh? Where are all these people? Are they still coming? They went to the back. It's too loud. To save their ears. Very smart people. I'm glad you're here, though. Don't move, okay? Oh, my goodness. So this morning, coming over from New York, LaGuardia Airport, I've been traveling now for about, close to 25 years. But this morning at LaGuardia was a first for me. The security there, they're trying to tighten things up, you know, with what's going on, all the mishigas. So this lady is checking my bag, and as she's looking through it, she says, are you carrying any electrical equipment, like a Walkman? I said, no. She says, are you carrying a Discman, maybe? I said, no. She says, are you carrying an electric shaver? And I said, actually, yes, but as you can tell, it hasn't given me a close shave in about 30 years. But oh, my goodness. And then a few weeks ago, when we learned in the Torah about the story with Bilam and the donkey, my 12-year-old daughter comes home from school one day and she says, you know, Tati, I learned about the story with Bilam and the donkey today, and very surprised. Why would a man like that hit a donkey? I mean, that's a very cruel thing to do, to hit a donkey. So I said, tell me, what would you do if a donkey started talking to you? And she said, I'd go see a therapist. But, you know, miracles are happening all around us. I'm sure all of us can write volumes about all the wonderful miracles and kindness and good things that God does for every one of us. We just have to open our eyes and see them and experience them. And when they happen, not to run to a therapist, to say, thank you, God. Shkoyach, thank you. And for all his blessings, we should always say, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Please give me more. And talking about blessings, this next song is full of blessings, the priestly blessing. May God bless you and protect you. As a matter of fact, as I was backstage before coming on, I heard this wonderful choir singing all these beautiful songs. These guys are good. And I understand I have a very young fan here in Minnesota, my biggest fan, they say, Avram Yaakov Shagalov, I think he's in the audience someplace, six-year-old young man. Where is he? Avramele, where are you? All right, this song is for you and for all Yiddish Kinderlach.